So there was a question in the chat just at the beginning here, basically asking about how to refer to this practice. Receptive awareness, open awareness, SUT style. I use all of those. SUT style, referring to Sayadaw Utejaniya, who is the inspiration for this. I can't say I teach exactly the way he does, but what I am teaching is really my expression of what I've learned through applying his teachings. We could say that. So these teachings are definitely inspired by Sayadaw Utejaniya. I like to call it receptive awareness, or open awareness, just as a way to speak about it. So, I don't think there's any particular way to refer to it. So I'm not sure. I think Sayadaw just calls it awareness practice. But I do like to point a little bit more directly to what we're doing, which is very much a receptive, we could call it also receptive attention, because as I talked about yesterday, what we're doing is noticing the awareness. We could almost say awareness is always receptive. And then it's whether we are directing the attention, in our own, with a sense of our own capacity to have agency, to choose what we're paying attention to. That happens more in some other forms of meditation practice, a more directed kind of attention. In this practice, we're not, the main practice is not choosing to direct the attention. So receptive attention, another way to talk about this. Yeah. Just a quick response to that question in the chat. So let's sit together. Opening to connecting with just what is here, what is already happening, what is awareness already aware of? Maybe with a sense of friendliness, of curiosity, of interest. How are you in this moment? And what happens? Noticing the effect that noticing how you are has on your experience. Sometimes it's simply just noticing it, and other times we might notice, if we see or recognize attention there, that there's a kind of a shift or a spaciousness or even a release of tension, just through recognizing, oh, this is what's here. So starting there with just noticing how you are, meeting, being with your experience. And then being attuned to what happens, what effect does that have on your experience to notice and be aware? For some of you, that may be enough to connect you with awareness and the practice. And simply continue from that noticing, just noticing what's here each and every moment. Others may have a sense or recognize that a little more relaxation would be supportive. If that's the case, it's fine to choose to explore, kind of direct the attention towards a conscious relaxation of body and mind. I think this movement towards relaxation at the beginning of a practice like this begins to pair in our minds, in our system. It begins to pair awareness with relaxation, which is very supportive. So we may not have to consciously relax so much with awareness. Awareness may come with relaxation. And so some of you may find it useful to consciously scan through the body, relaxing the body. Or perhaps just dropping in the invitation. May the body relax. May the mind relax. As the body and mind do relax, that supports conditions. It helps create conditions for there to be a kind of a natural awareness. Because when the mind and body are relaxed, not worried or concerned or thinking about past or future, awareness, being present, can be quite natural. And so recognizing awareness, are you aware? Recognizing that we are aware It's a simple thing. It's so familiar in some ways that we often don't recognize it. And we often overlook it in favor of noticing what awareness is aware of. But we can recognize that we are aware. It's not helpful to try to find it or turn towards it or look at it. Just simply knowing that you're aware, that's a good place to begin. Are you aware? We can begin to recognize how it feels to be aware. Awareness will always be aware of something. And so noticing that the continually changing human experience, body sensations, sounds, maybe visual experience, even with your eyes closed. Things happening in the mind. Feelings of pleasant or unpleasant, which are mental, actually. Whether they're pleasant, unpleasant of body or mind, the feeling itself is the mind a mental experience. Our emotions, thoughts. And sometimes even aware of awareness, the feeling of being aware. Receiving. No need to direct or choose what to attend to. Resting, alert, curious. Noticing what is obvious. From time to time, checking the attitude, how you are in relationship to what is happening. There may be some pull or push, wanting something to happen or stop happening. There might be ideas or beliefs about what should be going on. Confusion, perhaps. An agitation, a restlessness. All of this can be noticed. And there may also be a kind of balance in the mind, an ease, an allowing, an okayness, not a problem. Noticing at times when we can see this balanced mind, this not a problem mind, that can also point us back to the awareness. This is a balanced awareness meeting experience. An awareness without greed, aversion, or confusion, obviously in the way, just aware with ease. And we move in that direction towards that balanced mind by noticing what is in the way of it. And so, no need to judge. If you notice a wanting or a not wanting, just that. Oh, not wanting is in the mind. Maybe there can be an okayness with that. And you might notice that, okay with not wanting. Are you aware? Do you know that you're aware? We know awareness is working through how it meets experience, through the meeting of experience. Awareness comes together with some experience or object. And awareness meets experience in different ways depending on conditions. Sometimes awareness noticing one particular thing clearly landing with an experience. Sometimes very broad, panoramic, maybe diffuse. The awareness seems to take the shape of the object, we could say. That's an analogy, but sometimes broad, diffuse, sometimes very clear, precise, specific. Sometimes feeling like it's moving or flowing from experience to experience. Sometimes feeling like it's jumping, popping, something popping into awareness and disappearing. Many ways that we recognize the awareness. Just notice how it is for you. Are you aware? Do you know that you're aware? I'm not trying to find it or figure it out. Really, relaxation is a support for this recognition of awareness itself. And you also don't have to try to find that experience of knowing awareness, because sometimes the whole experience is more interested in what awareness is meeting. So relax and receive what is obvious, a changing flow of human experience. That may sometimes include awareness of awareness.